Hey, Monthheads, thank you for checking in to another episode of Month. This is Monthman here to let you know that this episode is a little bit different. It's good. It's really good. And we didn't have any internet issues whatsoever. And if you think that, you are insane. Okay.
Except for the last 5 to 15 minutes, you fucking idiot.
Okay, whoa, yeah, okay, and at the end, our guest sounds like maybe the internet hacked into him. Okay.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
A fucking idiot.
A fucking idiot who?
A fucking idiot who spent hours of his life trying to make it sound like there weren't technical issues when the internet went down 500 times. Idiot.
You know what? Let's just listen to the episode. Let's just listen to the episode, okay? Cue the transition music. What is it?
I think it's like a violent Korean Hunger Games type thing.
/ Battle Royale. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. And it's Korean.
I'm sure it's good. I'm sure it's fun.
It is. It's good. It's honestly not that much fun. Like parts of it are fun.
Yeah.
It was good to like have on while I worked today. But you know, it's not as good as just trying to think of what happens in the last episode of season 1 of The Sopranos. It's not as good as them having to go to Vesuvio because all the power's out and they're driving around and they're like, Jesus Christ, Audie, soaking wet, Audie. And then they're like, sorry, there's nobody here. We're just closing up. And then they come in and literally
every single person in the entire season
is eating dinner there.
I haven't gotten that far. That's a spoiler. I've only seen the first eight episodes. That's as far as I've gotten.
Well,
and I don't remember those. I remember him being horny for therapist.
He does get horny for therapist.
I
and
want
she's
your
just
mouth.
he kisses her, and she's just like, I'm going to stop you there.
I know. It is insane. I've thought about, and I have not said any of this to my therapist, because like even just bringing this up, I feel like is fucked up. Just being like, isn't it fucked up all the shit Tony does to his therapist? Like just me saying that in my mind makes my therapist think, does that mean he's thought about kissing me? I need to end this, like, you know, this therapeutic
I gotta say, I've never thought about kissing my therapist.
No, I've thought about kissing your therapist, but not my own.
I've thought about my therapist giving me a little kiss on the forehead.
Oh, that's nice, though.
Yeah.
But now thinking about not thinking about it is really, now you've thought about it.
Now
I'm getting hard for it. Yeah, your therapist kissing you on the forehead turns me on. Scott, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
I haven't seen your face in a minute.
My face is the same.
Yeah, it looks good.
There's been no changes there. Thank you.
Can we take a moment to appreciate my armpit hair?
Rock on.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's so luscious, luxurious, mm-hmm. Thick, dark. If the hair on my head grew like my armpit hair, I would just have voluminous waves.
Do you use product in your armpit hair?
Just deodorant.
No leave-in?
If the hair on my head grew like the hair in your armpit, I would be the senator of Wisconsin right now.
This episode brought to you by Shelby's Armpit Hair.
Hey.
And the senators from Wisconsin.
Yes. All they like putting cheese on pie. Them?
They do not uh-huh. like it.
Uh-huh.
Well, cheese. Okay.
Wow, you really had me going there.
Slice of cheese on an apple pie.
Yeah, that's classic.
I'll take
that's Americana.
It's so fun, so whimsical.
Oh, it's so fun. It's the most fun I've ever had.
Well, we're about to have more fun because knock knock.
I sincerely doubt it.
who's there?
Month.
month who?
Month. The podcast.
Well, that worked out.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Knocktober.
Knocktober who?
It's Knocktober. Knock, knock. Who's there? Knock, knock.
Who's there? It's Knocktober. Knocktober who? It's Knocktober. Knocktober who?
Knocktober's the theme. Cool. It's Knocktober. We're going to be doing a bunch of knock-knock jokes, the classic ha-ha format.
We're doing the funniest jokes that we all like and are always making us laugh. Right, Scott?
Right. I heard one of these jokes when I was a wee lad, and I still think about it every day. I can't remember it, but I still think about it every day.
I heard about these jokes. I first heard one of these jokes a week ago. And that's why I was like, I think that we should do this. Because I heard
it's
this
new
brand
new
joke. At first, I didn't even know it was a joke. I was calling it a meme.
So what was the first knock-knock joke you ever heard?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good question. To be fair, it was they did it, and then they were breaking up. So I heard knock-knock, and then I heard... cool at the end. So I didn't hear the in between.
Okay.
But I know that it started off with a knock knock and it always ends with somebody saying cool.
It's one of my favorite knock knock jokes, that one. So yeah. That's like a good one to get started on.
Mm-hmm. You know that they're having fun. That's the thing, is you can tell at the end when the last line comes out, the reveal, and you see the face, you can tell that's good. That is solid content.
Yeah.
Now, I think we can practice this medium right now with our introductions, because I have not introduced the three of you yet, correct?
Sure.
What I would like is for each one of you to come up to my door and knock, knock, and then I'll play the part of the who's there, and you'll introduce yourself, okay? Let's get started. Who wants to go first? Just knock. Just say knock, knock.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Shelby.
Shelby who?
Let me take that again. My voice got scratchy. Hold on. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Shelby.
Shelby who?
Hold on 1 second. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Shelby.
Shelby who?
Shelby coming around the mountain when she comes. That's me! Shelby coming around the mountain when she comes. Woohoo! Shelby coming around the mountain. Shelby coming around the mountain. Shelby coming around the mountain when she comes.
Cool.
And then someone says cool. Yes, exactly. Thank you, Scott.
Who wants to go next?
Oh, I'm sure I will.
You start.
Oh, okay. Cool. Oh, no, okay. I did it backwards. Okay, sorry. I just heard about these last week. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
For this evening's performance, I will be assuming the role of Richard.
For this evening's performance, I will be assuming the role of Richard. Who?
For this evening's performance, I'll be assuming the role of Richard. For richer or for poorer.
Cool.
These jokes are great.
Cool. Do you think our fans like this? Do you think this is going well? Okay.
I think this is the one that's going to really elevate this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been waiting for that one that people just share, you know?
Well, welcome all the new listeners we've gotten from the Sternal Journal readers.
And AV Club's Podmas, thanks to this one.
Yeah, this is the one, the Scott, you think you really have it this time. You really struck lightning in a fire on this one.
Wait, what?
I normally wouldn't pick a theme this good, but I said no. I think we can do it. And I think I hear somebody else walking up to the door.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Nicholas David.
Nicholas David who?
Nicholas David Kaminsky, 82, of Cleveland, Ohio, passed away on December 18th from emphysema. Nicholas was preceded by their parents, James and Martha, and their husband, Tom. They are survived by their two sisters, Amanda and Shirley, their four children, Craig, Jill, Maggie, Benjamin, and their nine grandchildren.
Cool.
Cool.
So wicked fucking cool, dude. Knock,
cool.
Knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Scott the fucking piece of shit month, man. Motherfucker, god damn it. What the hell am I doing?
Oh, yeah, and that was super clean, but would you like to get it one more
yeah,
time,
let's
Scott?
Do it one more time.
I mean, that was perfect. I mean, we have it. We have it in the really can, but if we could just get it one
it
more
so
time
much.
For safety.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Scott, the motherfucker, piece of shit, month man, motherfucker, what the goddamn am I doing? Hi!
Okay. Scott, the piece Scott, of shit, month man, motherfuck, what the fuck am I doing, piece of shit?
What am I doing? Hi.
Who?
That's me! Now somebody
you
has to say cool.
Hoisted
cool.
by your own petard cool. there, Scott.
Another thing about knock-knock jokes is someone has to say cool at the end, but someone always has to interrupt them while they're doing it.
Yeah. Someone has to always forget that you're supposed to say cool at the end.
Yeah. All right, Scott. All right. I think we should partner. I think we should partner up. I think we should partner off for these knock-knock jokes, maybe.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good idea. I think that we can really play the part if we're not all shouting who's there. You know, it's not a
defense.
It's not a how hot is it? You know, it's not one of those jokes. It's a knock knock joke. This is between two people alone and it's never talked about again.
This is actually important, yeah.
So right now I'm gonna call this round one. Prepared knocks. These are knocks that we've written down, and we've thought about, and we've perfected these jokes, and we're excited to share them with each other. Okay, well, so I guess, Richard, you're going to knock, and Nick, why don't you answer the door? Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Go.
Okay. All right. Are we starting now? Okay. Hold up. I want to see your faces. I want to see your beautiful faces. Okay. Oh, doop-de-dum-de-dum. Walking down the street. Going to my friend Nick's house. Doom-ba-doom. Walking up the stairs. Doop-a-doo. He's got a lot of stairs. Walking up the stairs. Doop-a-doop-a-doo. Gonna ring the doorbell. Ding. Oh, I think it's broken. Ding. Ding. Here, let me just text him really quick. Just... Fuck. No, he's not... Maybe it's his phone turned off. You know what? I think I shall knock. Okay. Knock, knock.
Who's that? Who's there?
Who's there? What are you, a fucking owl?
Who's there? What are you, a fucking owl who?
Nick, let me in! It's freezing out here.
Now, cool. and Shelby, do you have any notes for Richard's knock knock joke?
It's very similar to one I came up with yesterday.
It's also very similar to one I came up with.
And in fact, I performed that knock knock joke for my dear partner Richard yesterday, and Richard let me know that it was very similar to one he had come up with. And so I came up with different ones, Scott. So my note would be, great job. It was really good.
Yeah, cool. No, I think the listeners might like that little behind-the-scenes information. It's sort of like, you know, if you had like a DVD and they're doing behind the scenes, but instead of like having to click around, because who can click around? You just put it right in the middle of the episode, you know, like the behind the scenes.
That's what people like. That's what Month is all about. Month is like a full-time behind the scenes podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like the Amazon, what do you call it? Like the Amazon like hot takes, right? Mm-hmm. When you watch a movie. That's what you guys do on
Yeah, month? That's when Jeff Bezos eats hot wings.
It's like Talking Dead, but
oh no.
Oh yes, and we do have Chris Hardwick here.
Oh no.
Chris,
have you guys ever watched Talking Dead, like the audio of it, but then you sync it up to other movies you like while they're on silent?
You know, if you play the audio of Talking Dead backwards, it syncs up perfectly with The Wizard of Oz.
And then someone gets unabused by Chris Hardwick.
Yeah, Chris won't be here. It sounds like his appearance was canceled.
Scott, who's next?
That wasn't even a joke. I'm going to cut that.
Cool.
No, keep it.
No, it was good.
His whole thing was canceled. Get him out of here. I'm not afraid to say it on this podcast. I don't like Chris Hardwick.
Hey, here's an Amazon hot take. Chris Hardwick, I don't like that.
I don't like it. You invite me to be on your show, I'd be like, no.
Yeah, I'd probably be like, yeah.
I'd be on it.
At midnight? You want me on?
Oh no, that's past my bedtime.
At midnight?
That's way too late.
I didn't even know the world existed at midnight.
It doesn't, actually. Just for Chris Hardwick and his friends and fans.
Yeah, they invented it.
They invented midnight.
Scott, who's going next?
And also, how many are we doing? Because I have three, and I don't want to like. What if I save my best one for last, but we don't get to it? Like that would suck.
Oh no, we'll do all three. I mean, I got a whole bunch to go through, but I won't do them all.
So I got like 60. So yeah.
Okay.
Here's what it seems like. What we're doing here is, and I don't know if you guys have done this with Christmas with your families, right? Where you will go around in a circle. I don't know if you guys did this. What we did is we would go around in a circle and we would go youngest person first opens a present, then the next youngest, and then the blah, 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 and go around in a circle. But invariably, we would get to a point where one person has way more presents than anybody else.
And has to keep opening.
And they just have to, then it's just them. And then, you know, the other people are like, okay, I'm going to open my stocking or whatever, and then they run out of that too.
Can I say that I have made my family do that some year. My family, if I didn't force them to open presents one by one, they would just all open presents at the same time, not even look at each other.
I believe that.
But
that's wild.
So
you just throw them all in a present trough.
Exactly.
And you just rip them apart with your teeth.
I'm like, no, let's do it one by one because I want to watch everyone open their presents. That is part of my enjoyment.
Yeah. It's sort of, it's you have to savor it, don't you?
You do.
You have to really, it's sort of like being a cuck in a way. It's all about watching, you know?
There's a fine line, though. Because, like, when you're doing it with your family, like, your immediate family on Christmas morning, like, that's nice. But when, like, it's you and your grandparents and your aunts and uncles and, like, they all are those people who, like, will go to, like, the dollar store and then, like, buy, like, 1,000 different things, which is great. But then wrap them all individually and we don't start unwrapping presents until, like, 10 p.m. Yeah. And then they're like, okay, everyone get in a circle. And then it's like, I would rather...
Everybody's drunk.
Renounce God, I guess.
Everyone's in a food coma.
So you're at a Christmas party. Where does it top off for the present circle? What is the max number of people do you think that you know that you're like at this point I don't want to do it?
75. Yeah. More than 74 that, people really I'm down. 74 is great. You know,
It's even manageable. Manageable number.
Yeah.
Some of them are bound to be, you know, infants and, you know, old people who don't even know that they got presents, so.
Yeah, the infants and the infirm. And the incels.
Nicholas, why don't you knock for Shelby?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Op.
Op who?
Apu was a problematic character on The Simpsons.
Cool.
Why was he problematic, Nicholas? Can you explain the joke?
So they didn't find out. You don't learn until season 38 that he actually moved to America because he killed his whole family and was escaping the law.
Yeah, it's problematic.
Hey, here's an Amazon hot take. I don't think Apu should kill his whole family like that.
Scott,
you play the Amazon hot take stinger.
This has been Amazon Hot Takes.
I think it had something to do with
cool
race.
Cool.
Now, Nick, I have a question for you. Do you remember the name of the comedian who made the documentary about Apu being problematic?
You fucking know I don't. And you know I still feel bad about it.
And you know what's great is I absolutely
Google it right now and pretend like I do.
I'm not going to let Nick
too.
Off the hook.
And Nick and I have had this conversation multiple times on podcasts.
On other podcasts. Yeah, you asshole.
This is good. So what's good about this is every time that somebody can't remember something on a podcast, people are going to be listening to it, and they're just going to be grabbing their own butts and just squeezing. Oh, it's this guy. I know who it is. Why can't I crawl inside my iPod and tell you? And we're not gonna say the name.
Hold it in, Carter. Hold it in.
Yeah, but just trust that the rest of us know.
We do know.
It's only
Nick.
But
to be fair, I should have brought it up the last time because I literally had like a 7-minute argument about something that was all about that like documentary, and then I was like, yeah, the guy who made it, you know, real good guy, that guy.
Yeah, and this time you made a joke. You made a knock-knock joke about it, and you still
this
didn't
is separate.
Look it
this
up.
Is
Nick,
different.
You gotta. You're wrong for that one, Nick.
Anyway, it's good. I liked it.
Oh, I think I hear. Is that
knock-knock?
Who's there?
Weave.
Weave who?
We've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty.
Cool.
Cool.
Pretty cool.
Yep. If I could give you a note on that one, I'd like to know more about the car.
Okay. Well, if I could give myself a note about that one, it'd be to have done it like a year and a half ago when that joke was actually happening. When that meme was on, you know.
Scott, would you like to knock on someone's door?
Yes. You gotta come knock on my door, Scott. Come and knock on my door.
I'm gonna go knock on Richard's door. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Maya he Maya.
Yeah, dude, I gotta admit, I got a peephole. I know you're not Maya he Maya. You're my Uncle Jimmy Capistrano.
No, 3 years ago.
Nobody knew where you went.
Richard, we'll get to answering the door variations later on. Later on in this episode. Right now, we have a strict
itinerary.
Who's there? We have a strict who's there answer, and I need it for this joke to work. So can you level with me?
All right, Richard, we'll get to more variations later. Right now we're doing a strict who's there. Right now we're doing a strict who's there, and I needed you to do this for me. So could you say it for me? Who?
Maya haha.
Scott,
cool.
You really shouldn't have put yourself in this position because you know you and Richard only exist to destroy each other.
Yeah,
you're locked
when
in eternal battle.
When he said that he would answer, he would be my counterpart here. I should have smelled the deception.
You could have smelled the inception, Ba. Scott, give me a break. I was the only one left to answer the door. Yet.
Yeah, you had to do it this
Scott,
way.
Scott, I had to do it this way. Scott, I had to.
Shelby, yes. You're walking up to Nick.
Okay, knock, knock.
Oh, who's there?
Lucy Liu.
Lucy Liu who?
You don't know who fucking Lucy Liu is? She's fucking famous, dude. She's like Charlie's Angels. Set it up.
Allie McBeal.
Allie McBeal. Some other things she was in.
Kill Bill.
Kill Bill.
Allie McBeal.
Many other she was in that Outkast song. Hey ya, Lucy
cool.
Liu. You know her. I shouldn't have to explain anymore.
Cool. Pretty cool. Pretty fucking cool.
Okay, I think that we should go rapid fire. I don't know if we all have the same Zoom layout right now. Is it Nick, me?
No.
Shelby,
of course not, Scott.
Okay, so we don't all have the.
No, mine
it'd be
goes
very convenient
Scott,
if it
Reagan.
Was.
Shelby, and then just a big thing of Tums. That's
oh yeah, Ronald Reagan is on the call. He's got his sound off, but
I can just do my last one, and then we don't have to worry about me anymore.
Okay, yeah.
Scott?
Well, I mean, I don't want to not worry. Scott. I don't want, okay, and not, okay, okay. Okay, you're knocking on my door.
I am. Knock, knock.
Okay, now I hear it. Who's there?
Snapback.
Snapback who?
Snapback to reality. Oh.
Yeah.
Now, Richard, tell me a knock knock joke.
Sure. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Who are you talking to right now?
Who are you talking to you right now? Who?
I know exactly who it is.
Who is it you think you see? Do you know how much I make a year? I mean, even if I told you, you wouldn't believe it. Do you know what would happen if I suddenly decided to stop going to work? A business big enough that it could be listed on the NASDAQ goes belly up? Disappears. Ceases to exist without me. No, you clearly don't know who you're talking to, so let me clue you in. I am not in danger. I am the danger. A guy opens his door and gets shot, and you think that of me? No, I am the one who knocks.
Oh, I thought it was Newman.
Well, now I can cross that off my list. the owl hooing, I am the one who knocks. Cool.
I almost just played an audio clip from it, which would have been pretty similar to what Shelby just did. So what we're finding is how versatile the art form of knock knock jokes is. They really can be sort of anything, you know. I mean, and Marshall McLuhan said the medium is the message, right? And knock knock is really just sort of a blank canvas on which we could paint sort of anything, you know.
Shelby, knock knock.
Who's there?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump who?
He dismantled our democracy. I can't believe you haven't heard of him.
Okay, cool. And that's the same as my Lucy Liu joke. So, yeah, we pretty much covered, I think all of the bases of knock-knock jokes. Except for the actual premise.
Wait, can I do my last one again? I think I did it wrong. Yeah. No, let's do it again.
Okay, start.
Okay, oh yeah. Knock knock.
Nick, why don't you answer?
Who's there?
Who are you talking to right now? Who is it you think you see? Do you know how much I make a year? I mean, even if I told you, you wouldn't believe it. Do you know what would happen if I suddenly decided to stop going to work? A business big enough that it could be listed on the NASDAQ goes belly up, disappears, and ceases to exist without me. No, you clearly don't know who you're talking to, so let me clue you in. I'm not in danger. I am the danger. A guy opens his door and gets shot. You think that of me? No, I'm the one who knocks.
Cool.
Weren't you glad I didn't say banana?
Yeah.
It's better cool. Now. I knew cool. Better. Thank you. And Nick, you didn't even try to say the whole quote, which is half of the fun of it. A Shelby.
Yeah.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
That's right.
Cool.
Yeah. Hey, Scott. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Yeah, that's right.
Cool.
Yeah, that's right. Who?
Oh, you know that's right. Who?
Oh, there's been a misunderstanding. I was saying, yes, you're right. Who is here? Cindy Lou Who from Dr. Susan's book.
Fuck!
Cindy Lou Who is my sister. And you're my uncle, Jimmy Capistrano. You know me. You disappeared 3 years ago. We don't know. We didn't know what happened to you.
Okay. No, we're doing this one right now. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cindy Lou.
Cindy Lou Who?
No, not her. I'm actually offended that you would think that I'm one of them Who freaks.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Okay, Nick.
Cool!
Nick has some.
Nick probably has some that are different.
No, I bet you Nick has some real ones that are gonna... I'm gonna fucking gut a bus.
I'm gonna gut a bus.
I'm gonna fucking shit. I'm gonna gut a bus, dude. These fucking jokes, man, they're like Ouroboros, man. They're like Snape eating his own kale.
Well, I've got about like 13 more. Want me to just go through them rapid fire?
I changed my mind. I think we all need an answer. I think somebody just
okay,
doesn't
we're all
knock,
answer
knock,
in unison.
And we all answer.
Okay.
Okay, Nick, come at all of us.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Water who?
What are you doing this weekend? You want to come over and maybe pickle some vegetables?
Aw, cool.
Knock,
cool.
Knock.
Who's there?
I would like that. Who's there? Cool.
Huda.
What'd you say?
Huda who?
Huda fuck fingered my cousin.
Cool.
It could have been any of us. Cool. Who's there?
Who's there?
The many saints of.
The many saints of who?
The Many Saints of Newark is a prequel movie of the popular HBO program The Sopranos. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Tim who? Tim to do the donuts. Don't worry about it. Knock, knock.
Cool.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Mod who?
Mod on. I got a touch of the agita. Knock, knock.
Cool. Who's there?
Go faster.
I have a burning pain in my penis, and when my penis is hard, the pain is even worse. What should I do?
Cool.
And last one, knock, knock.
Who's there?
And then I who? And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like, I love you.
Cool.
There. I'm done.
Knock, knock.
Thank you.
Who's there?
Where are you guys? How many houses have I been to?
We're canvassing.
You're canvassing.
For our favorite candidate, Mitchell Romney.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Your father who? No, I am your father.
Hi, Dad.
Cool.
Yeah, all
right. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Beer who?
Beer me, please. I'm thirsty.
Cool.
Pretty cool.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Mary fuck kill.
Mary fuck kill who?
Yeah, who do you choose?
Cool.
Cool.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Adopted.
Adopted who?
Adopted you. I adopted you. I'm sorry. I'm not good at tough conversations, but you needed to know. And this joke format helps loosen the tension. Sorry I've hid this from you for so long. The love is real. The love has always been real.
Cool.
That was really good, Scott.
That was very
good. Knock,
knock.
That
was an actual good one.
And who's there?
Joel Korn.
Joel Korn who?
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm Ethan Korn. I got confused in the cornputer of my mind. I love corn.
Oh, corn. Cool.
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 Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Bless.
Bless who?
Bless who?
Cover your nose. There's a virus.
Cool.
Cool.
Almost done. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
9/11.
9/11.
I can't believe you've forgotten.
Cool.
I don't get that joke. What does that mean?
Yeah, I don't get it.
That when you're in school, you're taught the fraction 9/11.
Yeah.
And
can't reduce it any further.
Bunch of prime number ass bullshit.
Nine is not a prime number.
Which was your favorite Twin Tower?
The middle one.
Probably Samuel. But Lisa had her strengths as well.
But she also needed braces. Knock, knock, who's there? Lisa who? Lisa needs braces. There, I just came up with that one on the spot. I'm really
sorry. Wow. Cool.
Okay, cool.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
A goblin.
A goblin who?
Trick or treat, bitch.
Okay. Cool.
Cool.
Was that my friend Jesse Pinkman?
I think you could have maybe edited some of these down, Scott. I think maybe you could have chosen.
Well,
you could have curated them. Exactly.
I don't think that's possible for Scott. I'm not sure Scott is capable of editing or choosing between things.
Well, no, I thought, you know, what if people have more than me?
Oh, I forgot one of mine. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Mima.
Mima who?
My ma's addicted to Oxycontin, but it makes her nicer.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, if we're opening presents from the stockings now, then I could do one too. So yeah, sure. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Oh, you know.
You know, it's me, a middle-aged Sheldon. My wife's always bothering me.
Cool. Now, cool. Middle-aged Sheldon, now that I'd watch.
I'm a new Sheldon. You've heard of young Sheldon. You've heard of normal Sheldon. You heard of very old Sheldon. I'm middle-aged Sheldon.
So we thinking what, like 45, 46? How long is Sheldon going to live?
Well, I think
he's like 133.
He gets old.
Canonically, it was sort of like a Doctor Who situation, and he may have lived thousands of years.
Jesus, I hate that so much.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Carmen Sandiego.
Carmen Sandiego.
Carmen Sandiego, who?
Carmen Sandiego, where?
I like it. Okay.
And that's the last one that I had prepared, and it's maybe my best
one. I got another one. knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who?
Who
will want to listen an entire podcast of people just saying knock, knock jokes? Please, let it be anything else other than this.
Carter, right?
Someone put me out of my misery.
Scott, wrangle us. Cool.
Now, cool. And I don't know if anybody said cool to me, so cool.
Cool.
Yeah, so we're gonna do a round that's just a total chaotic free-for-all. Because it was so structured before, yes. Yeah. So this is, you can do whatever you want. The only rule is that it's got to start with a knock-knock. Okay? After that, no holds barred. Chaos on both ends. The dinner I had last night.
All right, so we're doing a little two-person improv scene, beginning with a knock-knock.
And I want to see it between Richard and Shelby. I want to see, I don't care who starts, but I want to see this interaction and how it plays out. And I'm going to give you just something to think about, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that thing to think about
whose line is it?
Shrek.
Okay.
A knock knock.
Huh. Who's in my swamp?
Oh, we're both Shrek.
What? No,
you're me.
No, I don't. You can't possibly be Shrek. You don't sound anything like me. I sound exactly like Shrek is supposed to sound.
Oh. My mistake.
All right. Yeah, thanks. Get out of my swamp now.
I died.
Cool.
So now that there's freedom, it's more of just like a conversation between two people. It's a little less
like what we just did. Just a totally normal conversation.
Yeah, it's less happy. Okay. It feels authentic.
Yeah.
So I think if I could give advice to the people who came up with the knock-knock joke, why are you locking us in with all this structure?
Yeah, more like lock.
Ay.
You know? Because you said, because that was a word that you said. And then I said it again.
All right. Richard, give a suggestion for me and Nick.
You are at Lee Pace's Briss.
Okay. Knock, knock.
I'm sorry, this is really awkward. I'm at Lee Pace's Briss, and I don't know who Lee Pace is. So if you're Lee Pace, I'm going to feel really, really bad. Honestly, I don't even know how I got the hookup on this event, but I just like coming to Briss's. So can you tell me
Merry
who
Christmas,
you are?
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Can you tell me... I'm sorry. I'm talking to this.
Okay.
You could also
I'll just go back over here and I'll just have some more canapé.
Everyone, we're about to get the Briss started.
Oh, okay. Oh, is that profiterole?
Is it profiterole?
So you, sir, that I'm talking to.
I'm so sorry.
What?
Don't worry. Hey, buddy. Don't worry. I got you. Lee Pace invented the lobster roll.
I still don't know if you're Lee
you
Pace.
You go
or
up
not.
To him right as he's about to get his pecker snucked, and then you tell him, "Hey, that lobster roll you invented, that's real good."
Everyone, make sure you get your buns so you can eat your lobster roll during the ceremony.
Oh, but well, I guess I'll have some of those. You go on.
And you got to be careful because when they snip the end of Lee Pace's penis, that's where the butter comes from.
But whoever catches the foreskin gets to host the bris next year.
How will I know which one is Lee Pace?
See, Lee Pace's penis, the edge of it grows back every year. That's how they repeat this bris every single year. And every year, the butter, oh, it gets more delicious.
Wow, so Lee Pace is like a lizard, you say?
So
I
didn't
love
know
these profiteroles.
I love this four-way conversation. I didn't
cool.
know. It's over.
Cool.
What? That was a good joke.
Yeah.
I think we're fixing.
We're so good.
I remember
at
being
improv.
On the schoolyard in Ireland in
now,
1958,
record,
and just all the kids just telling that joke until we were just bleeding from the knees.
Yeah. Oh, and teachers have to tell them to stop and actually read their textbooks. They're too busy.
They were like,
joke.
"Jimmy, your knees are so bloody. Stop telling that joke."
For the record, Scott.
Yes.
It was not a four-way conversation. It was two people saying things in the background while two people in the foreground have a conversation.
Nicholas and Shelby.
Yeah.
Why don't you do a knock-knock joke, and I want the theme to be ice fishing.
Okay. Knock-knock.
Brr. Who's there?
Because the ice.
It's your fishing partner. I brought the little camp stove. I think you bring one of those. I'm ready to dig this hole in the ice. I can't believe how long you've been waiting out here for me.
What are you doing here, Ricky?
I thought we were coming to ice fish together. We do this every
winter. I told you that there ain't. I told you I never want to ice fish with you no more.
I thought you were kidding. It's been a year. I thought it was enough time.
I told you
ice
I needed
is
it.
Thin.
Least...
Did you
is
bring
there somebody
else?
Underneath this? Yeah, look.
Oh, little
Ricky.
Penguins in the background.
James, did you bring somebody else to our ice fishing spot?
Nope.
I told you that next year I needed to think about if I was going to invite you again, and I didn't text you this year.
Yeah, I thought you didn't text me, so I just went about as usual. If you had texted me and said, hey, don't come, then I wouldn't have come.
Have you been noticing problems you've been having with Donnie lately?
Well, me and Donnie always got our problems, you know.
Yeah.
We don't see eye to eye. I'm,
well,
you know,
don't you think it's maybe time you, like, let that bird fly free?
You want me to break up with Donnie?
We're just little penguins.
Donnie, shut up. Yeah, maybe you and Donnie just, like, aren't meant to be together.
See, are you thin? It's so cold.
James, what are you saying? Do you think someone else is meant to be with me? I
don't know about you. I think maybe someone else is meant to be with Donnie.
Oh. Someone else
somebody
is meant to be with Donnie.
Somebody who also likes ice fishing?
Splash, splash, splash. Okay, I gotta admit, we're actually not little penguins. We've been hiding in the fishing hole, and it's really
Donnie,
cold
be
in there.
Both Donnies, be quiet.
I'm so sorry.
Wait a second, you got both Donnie? You got my Donnie and the other Donnie here?
Yeah, both of the clones are here.
I've got a Donnie fetish, Ricky. I've never...
Donnie, I thought we had something. And James, I thought we had something. I wouldn't...
I'm
you know
sorry.
What? I can see where I'm not wanted. I'm just gonna go. This is real cool of you guys. Real cool.
You know what?
Cool.
This is getting a little too complicated for me. I'm all about no drama. What do you think, Donnie? Should we go too?
I think you should stay. While I act out this famous Cucker Tarlson scene with James.
Oh. Well. Okay. I'll do that. I mean, if it's an improv
scene,
I have to do it.
Cool.
I'm not allowed to say no.
Cool.
Wow. A lot of hearts broken in that knock knock joke.
I think we dredged up a lot of hidden stuff there.
Torn in two, my heart.
Richard and Nicholas, Shelby, do you have a suggestion?
The Red Wall universe.
Knock knock.
Oh, even though I'm terrified of strangers, who's there?
It's me, Martin. The mouse of legends who has the legendary sword. The only one who can defeat Clooney, the rat.
Martin, I loved your 90s sitcom TV show.
That was me too.
Cool.
UPN. Cool. Just drop it off.
They call me a triple threat. I have a sword, I'm a mouse, and I'm Martin Lawrence.
You're right. You are correct.
Cool.
You were so hot off of Bad Boys in 1996.
Cool.
Okay, so we'll do the me and Shelby, and okay. Who wants to give us a suggestion?
I would love to. Sexy 70s Kurt Russell.
Was that when he was in like Disney movies exclusively?
Maybe I'm thinking 80s. Like no, like what year did Big Trouble in Little China come out?
That was, like, is late 70s, 80s, right? I think. Didn't like, Kurt Russell, yeah, like, he was like, in, like, every...
Oh, damn, that's 1986.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
what year
sexy
is the thing? Like, 80?
82.
Yeah.
He was in, like,
sexy
every Disney movie.
Sexy 80s Kurt Russell.
Okay.
1975, we got a young Kurt Russell in a Disney movie called The Strongest Man in the World.
Okay, got it.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I'm in the future gonna star in a movie called Captain Ron. And
okay,
a little boy is gonna get broken collarbone from sitting on his daddy's lap during my
that
movie.
Sounds creepy. Okay, I'm kind of into it. So, like, what do you like to do?
I like to star in this movie, Captain Ron.
And that's
gonna play.
Okay. I mean, I like to watch movies. Like, okay, so what's like your favorite food? Like, where? Okay. If you were gonna take me on a date, like, where would you take me?
I'd take you to this little boy's house in the 1997. And I would, 1998, and I would have you watch as he goes to give his dad a hug by sitting on his lap, and his dad hugs him real tight at an angle and pops his collarbone while my movie, Captain Ron, is playing in the background.
Oh my god, that's so romantic. So like, what do you like in a woman? Like, what is your perfect girl like?
Someone really nurturing. Someone that would go, ow, that broken collarbone's gotta hurt. It's gotta hurt real bad. I feel really bad. That,
yeah, I
can
totally
I jump out of this
that
scene?
I cry
no,
a lot.
Hey,
excuse me. It's me, one of the other bachelors. Are you ever going to talk to me? It's me, Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, bachelor number two.
Okay.
If you got really drunk and lost a boy in the mall,
oh, yeah,
who would you call to help you find him?
Well, the problem is that I have such a crazy heart, and the boy's mother, well, that's my daughter, and she's only just learning to trust me again, so the fact that I lost this boy is a real problem.
I was the little boy whose collarbone
yes,
got broken
yes,
watching
was
Captain
cool
Ron. My dad hugged me, and my collarbone snapped. Just to jump out of the scene. Cool.
I knew that part of, like, at one point at a post open mic, like, or when we were at wherever, like, that was brought up and I knew that. But it took me about 3 minutes into this bit to realize that you actually were watching Cap. Like, I was like, what did Kurt, like, I, like, forgot what I'd said. And then when I realized, like, oh, shit, he was actually watching Captain Ron. That was the funniest fucking thing.
Oh, yeah, Captain Ron was on the TV, and now I can never finish that movie.
I've never seen that movie. I just know the cover.
I was getting a haircut a couple years ago, and that movie was playing in the barber shop. And I did everything I could to not watch Martin Short and his little hijinks because... Oh, no. Oh, no.
Martin Harvey is a middle-aged office worker. He lives in Chicago with his wife, Catherine, 16-year-old daughter, Caroline, and 11-year-old son, Sperm Sniffer. When he learns his recently deceased uncle has bequeathed him a 60-foot... Okay.
I slept in a sling for so long.
Aww. That sucks.
Oh, boy. Yeah, no, what I've been trying to do... What I want to get into this podcast is basically... For the listeners, we're recording this on October 4th.
No, that's not true.
Sure. Which means it'll probably be released on Halloween.
October 5th.
So what's something spooky for today that you guys... Any spooky thoughts or sort of spooky imagery?
Okay, spooky imagery. Can I tell you something spooky I just learned?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you guys know what jump humping is?
No.
Okay, I need to back up. Do you know what soaking is?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Then okay. Yes, I do know what jump humping is. I do know what jump humping is.
Just, okay, now this is the image that I want everyone in the podcast medium to not be able to see, is just the person who has to jump hump. Jump humping, Shelby, do you want to explain what it is?
Sure. So first you have to know what soaking is, right?
Can I explain soaking and then you explain jump humping?
Yes, you please explain soaking.
And can you do it in the form of a knock-knock joke?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
You know how Catholics use anal sex as a way to keep their virginity?
Yeah.
Do you know how Catholics use anal sex as a way to keep their
virginity?
You know how Catholics use anal sex as a way to keep their virginity? Well, guess what? Mormons do a thing where you insert your hard penis into the girl's vagina, but then you don't move. You just sit there. You just lay there and you let it soak.
Exactly. So while a couple is soaking, you might have a very dedicated friend who wants to help you out. But you obviously you want this experience, this bodily experience, but you don't want to go against God. So you have a dedicated friend who will stand on the bed in which you are soaking and jump up and down to cause you to move your bodies against each other without you actually doing any thrusting or pumping.
God's
because the thrusting
fine
and
with
pumping
it.
Is what's against God.
So while you're soaking, you want to do the thing where you have a friend who comes to help you out, and so they're jumping and doing the pumping and thrusting, and I couldn't remember at all. Who?
Yeah.
That's what jump pumping is, yeah.
Cool.
That's the imagery I wanted to leave you with. Is imagine your best friend who you don't talk to anymore. Forrest, you haven't seen them in years. And they have to come jump hump for you. But you're sleeping with one of their parents.
Oh.
That's the imagery I want every listener to take to the spank banquet tonight. And I want you to make a big juicy deposit. You know what I mean?
Shelby...
Yeah.
Is that vape pen piss flavored? It smells like piss.
All vape pens are piss flavored.
Shelby only likes to pick up, when it comes to her mouth, Shelby only likes to deal exclusively with dog shit.
Look. Now, it was a job, Nick. It was a career.
Now, there was room for advancement. You got a 401k from it. Now, Scott, what is something spooky you might want to share really quick?
Sometimes I put my hand somewhere and I feel cobwebs, right? And it's like, oh. But then I'm like, I don't see the spider, but I imagine it. okay? And I don't like what I imagine, because I've never been sexually excited by a spider, and I've also never... I've never gotten warm feelings from a spider. I don't know why I'd started with sexually excited by a spider.
Makes sense to me.
Because you're lying.
But I just get so worried that this little eight-legged freak is going to walk up my arm, okay? And it's going to jump on my back, and it's going to have a place to live for the rest of its life, because I cannot reach back there. I don't know what's going on. Anything could be going on back there. I don't have eyes in the back of my head, okay?
Scott, there has been a 3-inch spider on your forehead the entire time we've been recording. I thought you knew it was there and it was your friend.
On my forehead?
It just moved.
Because I can see my forehead.
No.
I don't have eyes in the back of my head. I have eyes on them.
Let me ask you this, Scott. You can't reach every part of your... You can't reach every part of your back?
No, because my collarbone broke when I was a kid.
Oh.
How did your collarbone break?
My daddy hugged me.
What happened?
With too much love.
His dad hugged him too hard. I like to imagine that the head is like a boat, and if we have a forehead, then we also have an aft head, and a port head, and a bow head.
First, let me just say, if you have a spider on your back, just knock your back up against the wall. Smush that spide, you know?
Yeah,
what if you live at Hogwarts and the walls change, like, where the staircase moves?
These spiders are crafty. Sometimes I can see it in their eyes. They see it coming. And they dodge back and forth.
The spiders see you coming?
Oh, well, they always see me coming.
Some of them have.
Crawling up and down your arm. I mean, what else are you using that arm for, you little masturbator?
Whoa. Nicholas.
All right,
sorry,
let's get this scene
you
going.
Big masturbator.
Okay, so
I would love to see a scene.
What's the suggestion for us?
Okay, I've got a great suggestion. It is peeing on a chair. Peeing on a chair is a suggestion. Peeing on a chair. Let's go.
And I wish I could focus on doing the scene, but now I'm just trying to remember the name of the movie where the rooms are always moving around. And it's like a cube house.
Cube. It's
okay.
Cube.
It's a cube, yeah.
Or is it cube 2 hypercube?
It's probably cube. It's probably Hugh 2.
Shouldn't all sequels just be called Hyper, whatever the next one is? Mm-hmm. Like,
yes,
Home Alone 2, Hyper Home Alone.
Preaching to the choir, Nick. Baby. All right, what is it? What was the suggestion?
Goodwill Hunting 2, Hyper.
It was peeing
Goodwill
on a chair.
Hunting.
The suggestion was peeing on a chair.
Okay, all right, whatever. Okay. Doesn't matter.
And I don't know how I'm going to pull this one off.
Okay, knock, knock.
No, Johnny was there.
Hey, it's me. You know who I am. Let me in. Oh, thank you.
Hi.
Man.
I
like what you did with the place.
Do
you repaint these walls?
Well, do you want to talk in the hallway?
Yeah, let's go talk in the hallway.
Okay, good, because I just peed on this
chair. No, wait. Before we go in the hallway.
Yeah?
What's that smell? Do you smell something?
Can we talk in the
That's
hallway?
It's so weird because I know... Well, no, I just want to make sure... Yeah, no, we can definitely talk in the hallway. I just wanted to make sure because there's this like a weird smell.
Yeah,
and sometimes I'm afraid that I'm having a stroke.
Let's go talk in the hallway.
And I can't talk until I... Well, no, I will. And in fact, I would love to come talk in the hallway with you first. But first, I would like to... I'm going to walk over...
No. I already told you I peed in a chair, so
no,
let's talk in the hallway.
No, this just smells like a television set. Have you put this? Have you put the house on market officially yet? Or?
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Wait, let me walk
over
to this side of
hold
the room.
Hold on, can I call my corner? Dad? Okay, he's at work right now.
No, that's not what I'm smelling. That's
okay,
just a,
one,
that's just
two,
a couch.
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
And what's bring. This? A copy.
Bring.
Of Clifford on VHS.
Bring.
The Martin Short film.
Dad?
Okay.
Dad?
This is a classic film.
Son? Right. Yes?
I pissed a chair,
Dad.
I'm going
to walk over to...
I'm trying
to
steer...
There's only four
corners
in the room. I'm going
to
walk over to the third corner over here. Okay.
Is it an all expensive right. chair?
It's not mine. I don't know.
Hold on. My boss is,
I was saying,
my boss
I,
is
I
talking
to
me.
I hoped you put the house on the market already because we could really... Cindy and the kids, we could really use the money for the kids are going to college soon.
No, what are you about to check?
What I'm smelling over here is just a little table with a little old ficus playing on it.
Buddy, just clean the chair.
I told I've got a person here. He hasn't told me who he is, but I'm
you,
trying.
You got
to
a girl
hey,
over.
Walk over to the fourth corner.
This is Alvin. I had somebody need a jackling.
Keep walking.
I clean chairs.
Now this corner of the room is much farther away than the other corner.
Now
so it's
where
take longer
is the
to walk
chair in question? I need to see the damage so I can assess the situation.
Look, mister, I'm gonna be real with you. I pissed in that chair, okay?
Look.
I was asleep, and then I woke up. I wasn't asleep anymore, but I was in
Sonny.
The middle of a piss. And that
Sonny,
piss,
I've heard it all.
That piss was gone.
Look, that's fine. Hey, calm down. Calm down. You want to pee again? You going to pee on another chair?
Okay, there's somewhere going on with this chair.
Are you the
Look,
voice
your dad
in
called
my head?
Me so I can help take care of this chair situation. Now show me the chair.
Are you the voice in my head?
Who, me?
No, the voice in
I'm
my
sorry.
Head.
I'm sorry. You were being very rude and you were speaking
teacher.
On your telephone. Are you talking to me again? Because I feel that there's something going on over here. With this chair.
I've told you, I pissed in that chair.
What you should do is you should burn down the chair, you should burn down the whole house.
What's interesting is I don't know who's talking to whom and what I can hear at any particular time.
Can
I
you
am
hear
your sixth grade
far
away
from
who is the chair cleansman and I
You're
exist inside your head
in
you should
hall.
Burn down the house.
This is going to be a dream to edit.
Burn it down.
No, let's go talk in the hallway.
Are you talking to me or are you talking on your phone? I really, I'm getting very confused and you know what? I think I am having a stroke. It hurts to have a stroke.
No one's gonna believe you didn't kill him. You gotta burn the house down.
I've never pissed on
I'm
a dead body before.
I'm falling on a knife.
911, what's your emergency?
He's killing me!
I'm sorry. Is he killing you, or is he just very funny?
Oh!
You see, we've had a lot of calls, prank calls. They'll call and say, oh, he's killing me. He's actually just a stand-up comedian, and honestly, not that funny. So we've had to double-check him. So I just want to know, are you serious? Is someone actually killing you?
He is very funny.
Scott, light him on fire.
Okay.
While
he's actually
you're pissing
very funny.
On him.
Well, it seems like that's all you need me for, so okay, bye.
Oh, no. I had a stroke and I fell on a knife that you put there because you wanted the money for the house.
Blood.
Mom and Dad wanted us to split it equally, Brian. Mom and Dad. This was the house we grew up in together, Brian. How could you put a knife here, knowing that I would have a stroke after smelling your piss-soaked chair?
Blood piss.
And that is the plot of
scene.
Knives Out 2.
Cool.
Now, I don't know if you picked up on it, but that was a scene between two people who have degrees in the performing arts.
Uh-huh.
I would just like to say I really liked what you guys did.
What I
there.
Thought was happening was Richard, you were there, so Scott was talking to you in the room, was talking to Shelby, the dad, on the phone, and then I was the voice in your head who was the chair cleaner slash your sixth grade teacher who was trying to get you to burn the house down to destroy the evidence.
Yeah.
So, like, honestly, that's Shyamalanian.
It is.
Like, in its twisty, like,
I think M. Night would be proud of
us. Bad nature. Yeah, he would last Airbender all over us.
Let's ask him. M? What'd you think?
That's my impression.
M. Night.
I'm a doctor.
I'm afraid of water.
Except when there's
a lady. Yeah, he hates water a lot.
M. Night.
He either hates water or he wants ladies to be in him. Am I right?
Cool. Oh, listeners, we've had such
we've
a ball
had too
playing
much
with you tonight.
Of a ball.
I'm not Night. Sure what you will hear.
Yeah, this
good night, Moo Cow.
I'm starting to think that the knock knock jokes, when the format isn't a hand knocking on a door, but it's a vocal cord knocking through the crossed wires of technology, it's a really good medium, right? So if sometimes the door disappears in the middle of a knock, sometimes the hand goes through the door and punches the recipient right through the brain. And that's spooky, because we're dealing with the ghost waves. That's the waves of the internet where the connections die and you don't know where you're going, and I know where I'm going when I talk about what I'm saying, and that is welcome to Octoboo. Bye.
Cool.
Bye.
Scott's doing a new thing now where he does a monologue at the end of every episode. Oh, bye.
I was still recording on GarageBand.
Good. You know how on some late night talk shows they'll do a monologue at the beginning? Scott's doing them at the end.
Yeah.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Who's there?